The first charge cut all the straps. The second charge exploded the plastic egg away from me in 8 separate pieces, and I was outdoors, sitting on air, and could see. Better still, the 8 discarded pieces were metal-coated, except for the small bit I had taken proximity reading through, and would give back the same reflection as an armored man. Any radar viewer, alive or cybernetic, would now have a sad time sorting me out from the junk nearest me, not to mention the thousands of other bits and pieces for miles on each side, above and below me. Part of a mobile infantryman's training is to let him see, from the ground and both by eye and by radar, just how confusing a drop is to the forces on the ground, because you feel awful naked up there. It is easy to panic and either open a chute too soon and become a sitting duck. Do ducks really sit? If so, why? Or fail to open it and break your ankles. Likewise, backbone and skull. So I stretched, getting the kinks out, and looked around. Then doubled up again and straightened out in a swan dive, face down, and took a good look. It was night down there as planned, but infrared snoopers let you size up terrain quite well after you're used to them. The river that cut diagonally through the city was almost below me, and coming up fast, shining out clearly with a higher temperature than the land. I didn't care which side of it I landed on, but I didn't want to land in it. It would slow me down. I noticed a flash off to the right at about my altitude. Some unfriendly native down below had burned what was probably a piece of my egg. So I fired my first shoot at once, intending, if possible, to jerk myself right off his screen as he followed the targets down in closing range. I braced for the shock, rode it, then floated down for about 20 seconds before unloading the chute, not wishing to call attention to myself in still another way by not falling at the speed of the other stuff around me. It must have worked. I wasn't burned. About 600 feet up, I shot the second chute, saw very quickly that I was being carried over into the river, found that I was going to pass about 100 feet up over a flat-roofed warehouse or some such by the river, blew the chute free, and came in for a good enough, if rather bouncy, landing on the roof by means of the suit's jump jets. I was scanning for Sergeant Jalal's beacon as I hit, and found that I was on the wrong side of the river. Jelly's star showed up on the compass ring inside my helmet, far south of where it should have been. I was too far north. I trotted toward the river side of the roof as I took a range and bearing on the squad leader next to me, found that he was over a mile out of position, called, "Ace, dress your line," tossed a bomb behind me as I stepped off the building and across the river. Ace answered as I could have expected. Ace should have had my spot, but he didn't want to give up his squad. Nevertheless, he didn't fancy taking orders from me.